we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
We are back here at the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl. This is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cromlow, and we are joined by Tyler Fortas, who covers the Vikings for the USA Today Vikings Wire. And Tyler, obviously the biggest question facing the Vikings this spring is the future of Kirk Cousins. Has Kirk Cousins played his final down in a Vikings uniform?
I really think so, and this is a twofold conversation. You've heard in press conferences and from his teammates, they all want him back. They all want the human back. But in this league, it's about business. And you can love the human all you want, but if you can't come together on a contract, there's just no way that he'll be able to return. Last year, the Kirk Cousins and his camp wanted 2025 fully guaranteed. The Vikings are only going to 24. I don't think that changes, especially when you add in a torn Achilles. He's about to be 36 years old. They want him back. I just don't think that the two sides are going to be able to come to any kind of agreement where they make it happen. And I think Kirk's going to hit the market and probably be gone next year. And it is what it is. It was the right decision at the time to sign him. It just didn't work for what the Vikings' ultimate goal is, and that's the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to try and find his replacement here in the draft.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of the draft, the Vikings have the 11th overall pick. Would it surprise you if they used that pick on J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, assuming the other three quarterbacks are gone?
At 11, as of right now, I would be a little bit surprised. I think it might be a little bit too high. But at the end of the day, if you get the quarterback, it really doesn't matter what you pay for him. Nobody's talking about the fact that the Bills traded a franchise left tackle and 2 second-round picks to go get Josh Allen. Nobody's talking about the third and first the Chiefs gave up to get Mahomes. If you hit, it doesn't matter. So if they really believe J.J. McCarthy can be the guy, which I do believe he can be the guy, because I think a lot of the issues that people talk about with McCarthy and Michigan were more due to the construct of how they wanted to run their offense and their strengths rather than McCarthy being a hindrance and not wanting to trust him. So I think he probably should redshirt a year and just kind of get his bearings right, work on some of the little things, and then I think he can be really good down the line. I don't know how the Vikings will view this quarterback class at all, because there's, if you count McCarthy as one of the top four, there's four really unique quarterbacks at the top. And which route they prefer to go, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. Kevin O'Connell keeps talking about accuracy, and that doesn't necessarily mean accuracy on the stat sheet. It means accuracy in terms of ball placement. So I'm very intrigued to kind of see what that looks like and how they evaluate these guys, but I think any of those top four would be a good fit in this offense.
Absolutely. And another big-name looming free agent for the Vikings is pass rusher Danielle Hunter. Do you think he signs a third contract with the Vikings?
I really do, because everything that he said, he wants to stay in Minnesota. He says he wants to retire a Viking. And the one thing about Danielle is he's a very quiet guy as far as in terms of the media. When he speaks, it holds a little more weight because of that. And when he said, I want to retire a Viking, I truly believe he meant that. And I think they're going to find a way to come to a contract extension. I don't know what that's going to look like, because pass rusher money on third contracts, it's never eclipsed average annual value of $20 million a year. And he's not even 30 yet. And he's about to enter his 10th season in the league in 2024. So there's a lot of potential mileage, so to speak, left on him as a pass rusher. So we'll see. My guess would be $22.5, $23 million a year.
Yes, and the Vikings also have two big stars that are due for contract extensions, and left tackle Christian Darrisaw and obviously Justin Jefferson, the best wide receiver in the game, according to many, if not most. Would you expect contract extensions for both of them to be done before the 2024 season starts?
Jefferson, I believe so. I think they're going to do everything they can to get it done. Darrisaw, I think they're going to wait, because you want to prioritize, one, figuring out the quarterback position, and two, you want to prioritize Justin Jefferson. They came close last year, but were just a little bit apart. I don't know if it was total money, guaranteed money, or some contract language, but they did say that they were close. It just didn't happen, and you don't have those conversations a lot of times during the year. So I think that's going to be a really big priority for both sides, because let's just be real, Jefferson's not leaving. There's rumors, or not rumors, but discussion about, hey, should the Vikings trade him for a king's ransom? I don't think you should. He's a special type of player, and I know Vikings fans are really jaded because they've traded 3-star wide receivers in my lifetime, Randy Moss, Stephon Diggs, and Percy Harvin. So I think they're going to find a way to sign him. Darrisaw, I think that's not a priority. I think it's just going to be prioritized less than a Jefferson extension. I think that's why that'll wait.
Definitely. And which veteran quarterbacks do you anticipate the Vikings targeting in free agency should Kirk Cousins depart?
I'm going to be honest, I don't think they target anybody. I think they're going to be comfortable enough with Nick Mullins. The wild thing about Mullins is he puts up a lot of numbers, but it's those bozo moments, the moments where he throws the ball, he knows he shouldn't, but he's just got that gunslinger mentality where he just believes he can make it anyways. If you can limit that to one or two a game instead of four to five, I think Mullins can be effective enough for you to keep you competitive, because that's what he did at the end of the year. He kept the Vikings competitive, and while you continue to develop that young guy, the really difficult part for the Vikings is you have to answer that question before you end up getting to the draft, and that can be a difficult thing. I don't think they'll spend significant money on a backup, because Mullins, when you talk about just pure backups, arguably a top five backup in the NFL. Like, that's just kind of the role he plays, and he's only at $2.25 million. The Vikings have some financial issues that they need to work out, so I don't think they prioritize anybody, but it's not impossible either, and I could be completely wrong. We'll find out later.
Yeah, and last but not least, outside the quarterback position, what other positions do you think the Vikings focus on early and often in the draft?
It really depends on free agency. I think they're going to do everything they can to fill their biggest holes in free agency, which is edge rusher and defensive line. That defensive line needs help in the worst possible way. They were devastated with injuries last year, but at the end of the day, they still didn't have enough top-end talent, and they knew that. But the scheme was able to manifest enough for them to kind of limit some of those issues. I think a guy like Christian Wilkins could be a big target, especially the connection to Brian Flores. They're going to really attack the defensive line and edge rusher early. But Kwesi Ofemensah, my vibe with him is he's just going to take really good football players, whatever position that may be. And I think early on, you could argue that they could take a wide receiver in the first two rounds. You could argue edge, defensive line. If a linebacker ends up getting their cornerback. Heck, with how much they played three safeties last year, if they really like a safety, they may be wanting to take one. I think they're a wild card because they're just going to take people who they think are good football players.
Tyler Fortis, USA Today, Vikings Wire. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.